It's 93.1 The Border and The Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price. Taking place tonight and tomorrow night, Wichita and Family Services are hosting McTavish Winter Wonderland Trail of Lights, an awesome holiday event. And on the phone with us this morning to talk a bit about it is the Executive Director for Wichita and Family Services, Lori Rose. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Tell us what's going to be taking place at McTavish Winter Wonderland Trail of Lights.
Every year, we do activities out there. And last year, I've got to tell you, it was just overwhelmingly successful. We had over 1,300 people attend.
Wow.
The staff have worked so hard. And we have hundreds of meters of lights, large inflatables, holiday-themed props around the trails. It's actually quite beautiful. Because of the response last year from the district, we are making it a two-night event. And we've asked, actually, that everyone try and book a time slot on the website so that we can spread the visitors out over the 2 days. Because last year, the congestion, it took me about 30 minutes just being stuck on the highway to be able to turn onto McTavish.
Wow. So again, this is at 71 McTavish Road in La Valley Township.
Right.
Both nights, tonight and tomorrow night, 4:30 to 8:30. You mentioned people should sign up. Even though it's free, people should sign up for a designated time. And what's the best way to do that?
On our website.
Wonderful. And you know what? We're going to make it even easier. If people go to our events tab at 931theborder.ca and look up Wichita and Family Services McTavish Winter Wonderland Trail of Lights, we've got a direct link where people can sign up.
We have, like I say, more lights and holiday-themed props. We have free hot chocolate and light food. I know that some of us, including myself, we're making wild rice soup. And there'll be hot dogs, hamburgers, and grab-and-go bags for people to eat. It's from 4:30 to 8:30. They're 30-minute time slots. The trail was longer this year as well. I really am happy to see the public turnout for these events. There is not a lot of things that you can go to that are family-oriented or that are free, number one. But we are asking for food donations because it's been crazy with the economy the way it is. And people are in desperate need of assistance. And we do what we can daily, but the food banks are getting utilized quite a bit more. Groceries are so expensive. So we're asking for food contributions if people are able to. And then we'll be donating it to Salvation Army and the United Native Friendship Center. We're going to split it up for them to help stock their shelves a little bit because I know it gets pretty overwhelming and it empties quickly. So we want to see if we can't help them out.
Absolutely. So this is a free event, but if people can bring a non-perishable food item and it'll be donated to our local food banks.
Right. And it is for everyone. We welcome children, families. I think it's really important. Now, Christmas time, family comes at the forefront. But I mean, family is important every day. Children are important every day. And I just think that it's nice for them to come to something like this. It's a magical time for children. Through their child's eyes, there is nothing like these holidays. And I've been hearing through the grapevine that there may be someone coming to visit from the North Pole.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I believe that the children will be thrilled with that. It's just a really good time for families to get together, and it is a wonderful opportunity for community cohesion. And I love to see the families smiling and laughing and creating fun, positive memories for their children. That's what it's all about. The holidays, it's about being together and being with your family. It's so important.
I couldn't agree more. Lori Rose, Executive Director for Wichita and Family Services. We are talking about their McTavish Winter Wonderland Trail of Lights. Again, 4:30 to 8:30 today and tomorrow. Make sure you sign up online. Again, we've got a link in the events tab of our website. It all happens at 71 McTavish Road in La Valley Township. Lori, thank you so much for your time this morning and for what you and everyone at Wichita and Family Services does for our area and our community.
I would just like to say thank you to the people that are utilizing our activities as we have them. And also, I really want to thank my staff, and I want to thank all the people on McTavish Road because they're amazing at the congestion that comes into their quiet neighborhood. So I just want to say thank you to those people, so kind and generous. We have volunteers from the junior hockey team and our Muskie High School boys team, and I'm very happy and grateful that they want to contribute their time.
And here's hoping it will continue to be a big success, this event and the others that you put on with Wichita and Family Services. Lori, thanks for your time today, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Imgwich.